Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Today's episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air dates, April 25th, 1952, and the title is Bullets at the Silver Bell. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, presents...
your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from the world's only talking cereal, Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Bullets at the Silver Bell. Kids, have you seen Kellogg's All-Star Breakfast Show? That's what we call the display that's down at your grocery store right now. It's a display of all Kellogg's cereals, and you'll want to see it because all the packages are new. They've all been changed, all 10 of them. They've got new pictures on the front, and on the back, there are games and cutouts and interesting things to read. Now, you'll want to see these new boxes pronto. See which one you like best and which one your pals like best. Now, be sure you see the Rice Krispies package. What little law there was in the Old West was spread mighty thin, and the official duties of United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles took them over thousands of miles of weary trails. One of their longest and most dangerous rides took them south to the Mexican border, where they ran into bullets at the Silver Bell.
I don't get it, Bill. We ride 1,000 miles across Texas just to do somebody a favor.
Well, Tom Bailey is a good friend of ours. Seems like we ought to help him out.
But it's an awful long ride, and this country's down near the border is tougher than a 15-cent steak.
We've been in tough country before, partner.
I just hope nobody starts any gunslinging. I've been shot at so much lately, I feel like a moving target.
I don't think there'll be any gunplay this trip. All we have to do is deliver the deed to the Silver Bell mine, get the money, and head back home.
Yeah, and we do all this with Ace Clark, who's so mean the rattlesnakes won't bite him for fear of getting poisoned.
Someday we'll get enough evidence to put Ace Clark in the jail, but this time it's straight business. Tom needs the money Ace is going to pay him for the mine.
Oh, why didn't Tom come himself?
He's a pretty sick man, Jingles. He couldn't ride a horse long enough to get here.
Now, how come he owns the Silver Bell?
His uncle left it to him. He hasn't made a nickel since he got it, so when Ace Clark made him an offer, he took it. It's only $5,000, but Tom can sure use it.
Well, I'll be glad when we get the money and start heading back.
Wait a minute, Jingles. Whoa, Buckshot.
Whoa, Joker, whoa. What's a six-horse freight wagon doing on this road?
This road only goes to the Silver Bell. It must be hauling freight out from there.
That driver's in a tiring hurry. Hey, let's give him room.
Good idea.
You sure moving that thing.
Jingles, did you see that?
Ow, let go of my arm. Did I see what?
That wagon's loaded with ore boxes stamped Silver Bell Mine. Come on, I want to talk to that driver. Let's go, Buckshot.
Hey, get on, Joker. What do you want to talk to him about, Bill?
Those boxes. They're the kind they haul bar silver in, and if they're loaded with silver, Ace Clark is about to pull off the biggest swindle of his life.
What if the driver won't talk?
We'll make him talk.
Hey, Bill, we're being shot at again, and I don't like it.
If he wants to play rough, let's help him out. Take the other side of the road, and we'll give him some crossfire.
That'll be a pleasure.
All right, pull up and keep those hands away from your host.
What is this, pickup?
Not exactly. We're agents for Tom Daly, who owns the Silver Bell.
Yeah, and we think maybe something
funny. Never mind, Jingles. Oh. I'll keep this gent covered, and you take a look in one of those boxes.
No, all right.
You know Ace Clark runs the Silver Bell, and he ain't going to like this. When Ace gets mad, somebody generally gets hurt.
That's what I've heard. Where's Ace shipping this load?
Yeah. wouldn't you like to know?
It'll be easy enough to check the railroad stations. There are only two of them you can get to from here.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, Jingles?
What a load this hombre's toting.
What is it?
Well, just what you thought, bar silver. There's a fortune back there.
Probably a lot more money there than Ace is paying Tom for the mine.
One of you's named Bill and the other Jingles, eh? You wouldn't be Wild Bill Hickok, would you?
That's right.
And I'm his deputy Jingle.
I've heard you're pretty rugged, Hickok. But I don't think you're tough enough to explain to Ace why you stopped his shipment of silver.
We'll find out about that when I talk to your boss. You can go now. I'll take it from here with Ace himself.
That's too bad. You won't live long.
Get up there.
Woo-hoo-wee! He's about as sociable as a black widow spider.
Yeah. And from all I hear, his boss is even worse. Well, let's go.
Go where?
Go talk to Ace Clark.
Up, Buckshot. Hi, boss.
Get around, Joker. You sure you want to talk to Ace, Bill?
Of course I'm sure, Jingles. Why not?
Well, I've heard that he does a lot of his talking with a .45 and that a lot of the people he talks to wind up seriously dead.
Has a cheerful look.
And a lift for you.
Start you up with a hoop-de-doo Kellogg's for breakfast. And a happy, happy day.
Well, how about it, pal? Did you see what I saw? Did you see Kellogg's All-Star Breakfast Show of new packages? Yes, all 10 of Kellogg's cereals are put in new boxes now. Have you seen the colorful new pictures on the fronts of these packages and the exciting things to do and read that are printed on the backs? Better hurry down to the grocery store. That's where you can look over all the new Kellogg's packages right now.
Did you see what I saw? Kellogg's on display in brand new boxes, bright and gay. The Kellogg's All-Star Breakfast Show.
When you go to the store to see Kellogg's swell new cereal boxes, take some of your buddies with you. One thing I'll bet you and your friends agree on, that's Rice Krispies. Boy, they are good. Ask Mom if you can have Kellogg's Rice Krispies for breakfast tomorrow.
Say, did you see what I saw? Kellogg's on display in brand new boxes, bright and gay. These famous cereals come your way. Go see this eyeful. The Kellogg's All-Star Breakfast Show
has a cheerful look
and a lift for you.
Start you up with a hoop-de-doo Kellogg's for breakfast and a happy, happy day.
When Wild Bill Hickok started out to deliver the deed to the worked-out Silver Bell mine, he found that rich loads of silver were still being shipped out. He and Jingles went on to the mine office to talk with the buyer, the notorious Ace Clark.
Sit down, gents. I have the money right here in my cash box.
Let's wait just a minute, Ace.
Well, no need to wait, Hickok. I suppose Tom Daly sent the deed to my mine like he said he would in his letter.
That's right. I have it right here.
And I have $5,000 in cash that you can take back to him. We'll just wrap up the deal and you can be on your way.
Maybe I'm not in a hurry.
Most people who drift down into this border country are anxious to get out again, Hickok. We don't offer many attractions to tourists.
Well, Bill and I aren't exactly tourists, mister. We might kind of like it here.
As a matter of fact, we're agents for Tom Daly. I think maybe we should have a look at his mine before we turn it over to you.
No, that's a waste of time. The mine has been played out for a long time. Besides, Daly and I have already agreed on the sale.
But the mine still belongs to Tom until Bill gives you the deed, don't
you? Look, the mine isn't worth a nickel. I offered $5,000 just for the salvage value. If you want to haggle over the deal, I might call the whole thing off.
That might be a nice break for Tom.
That's none of your business, Hickok. I have a verbal agreement to buy, and I've already started moving some of the stuff out.
Some of that stuff wouldn't be silver now, would it?
I told you the mine's played out.
We'd still like to have a look.
Look here, Hickok. You're just a messenger sent here to pick up the money and give me the deed. I'd advise you to do just that and then hit the road.
Now he's beginning to sound like Ace Clark is supposed to sound.
Yeah, but it's time somebody talked back to him.
Yeah.
Can we take a look, Ace, or do I haul you off to jail for shipping silver out of someone else's mine?
You must have run into my freight wagon on your way in here.
That's right. seems a little stupid for anybody with your reputation.
It was supposed to go yesterday, but I had a little bad luck.
Yeah, you got plenty of bad luck now that Bill's here.
All right. I'll have my foreman show you through the mine.
Pete, come on in here.
Yeah, Ace?
Shake hands with Wild Bill Hickok, Pete.
Wild Bill? Gee, I'm glad to know you. Shake.
Get your hands up, Hickok. There's a gun right in the middle of your back.
I should have known better than to turn my back on you, Ace.
You get your paws up too, big boy, or Ace will plug your partner good.
Search Hickok, Pete. If you find anything in his pockets that looks like a deed, hand it to me.
All right, Ace, but keep him covered. I don't mind saying that this star packer scares me.
Thanks, Pete.
None of your talk. Just turn around and face the wall. Yeah, I can't find anything, Ace.
Keep looking.
You're smarter than he is, Ace. Why don't you come and take a look?
Watch out for him now, Bill. He's got a gun.
Now, just take you up on that, Hickok. Here, Pete. Take this Colt and watch.
Now, Jiggle. Hold it. Drop that gun, Ace.
No, you don't.
Drop it, Ace.
All right. All right.
That's better. Now you can stand over by the wall. How you doing, Jingles?
Oh, fine. I'm just sitting on him real comfortable, Pete.
Get off him, you big ox. You'll kill him.
Let him up, Jingles.
Shucks, and just when I was getting relaxed. All right, get over there by the wall, you salamander.
How much do you weigh?
You ought to know you were on the bottom.
Jingles, look over our friend here and see if he has any more artillery on him.
Well, that'll be a pleasure. Stuck a gun in our backs once when we weren't looking for it.
Ace, I'm taking you and Pete into Laredo on charges of grand larceny.
What grand larceny?
Stealing silver from a mine you didn't own. I think we can try you for fraud, too, with the deal you tried to run on Tom Daly.
Yeah, it would have worked, too, if it hadn't been for you.
Hey, Bill. This sidewinder's carrying a Derringer.
I thought he might be the kind who would have a sleeve gun.
Yeah, cute little pistol, isn't it?
It's a coward's weapon, Jingles. Now, come on, you two. We're taking you to jail.
Well, how far to Laredo, Bill?
Just a couple of more miles, Jingles.
Well, I don't mind all the fights and trouble and misery we get into being lawmen, but I sure hate the job of herding prisoners to jail.
That's where they belong when they've committed a crime.
Oh, I don't feel sorry for them. When we've got prisoners, I can't relax and enjoy the beauty of the countryside.
What particular beauties would you like to enjoy right now?
Well, over there is a great big pile of black lava.
Yeah?
On both sides of the trail are big bunches of cactus.
That's right.
And up ahead I can see the outlines of the Laredo City Dump.
You're right. It's a beautiful country, Jingles.
Oh, Bill, now, what I mean is that these two coyotes are just too plump peaceful. They're liable to make a break before we get them to jail.
That's why we've got them riding up ahead of us with their hands tied.
Yeah, if they try anything, we got them covered.
Sure we have.
But, Bill...
What is it, partner?
Why does the hair keep standing up on the back of my neck?
Head for cover, Jingles.
I'll bet I beat you to those big rocks. Jump, Joker!
Around here, Buckshot. Whoa, boy.
Oh, Joker.
Give me a rifle.
Oh, Bill, that's 200 yards.
I've got to stop Ace before he gets to that lava pile.
Oh, you can't. Right out of the saddle.
And now for Pete.
Both of them knocked right off in the desert. Look at their horses run.
I didn't kill either of them, Jingles. Their hands were tied, so I aimed at the shoulders and just knocked them off balance.
Their friends up in that lava pile are real ornery, aren't they?
Just keep your head down, partner. They won't be shooting to creases.
I'm staying down. I make too big a target.
The question now is, what do we do next?
Yeah, that's a good question.
We can't stay holed up in these rocks.
That's right, but if we go out, we're liable to stop some lead from them varmints over there.
Well, our real job is to pick up our prisoners and take them on to Laredo.
Oh, sure. Our two brave heroes ride through a storm of bullets, upholding the law and order. I can just see us now.
Don't make it sound so dramatic.
Oh, well.
That's exactly what we're going to do. Get Joker.
Oh, Billy, have you gone completely loco? I'm too young to get myself filled full of 45 slugs.
You used to ride in rodeos, Jingle.
Sure.
You think you can pick up Pete at a full gallop?
Well, sure I can,
then
but...
you take Pete, I'll get Ace as we ride by.
But, Bill...
There's no time to argue. Steady, Buckshot.
But, Bill... Whoa, Joker, now you hold still while I get aboard.
All set, partner?
Yeah, but, Bill...
Ride as hard as you can and keep shooting at that lava pile to keep those varmints under cover.
All right, get around there, Joker.
I'll give them a little dusting before we start, and by the time they poke their heads up again, we should be halfway out of there.
But, Bill, when I was riding in rodeos, nobody was shooting at me.
That's right, Jingles, but this isn't a rodeo. Here we go.
Oh, hold on,
Watch out. Move, boy. Move.
Jump, Joker. You heard what Bill said. Ha, ha, ha.
Cheerful look.
And a lift for you.
Start you up with a hoop-de-doo gallop for breakfast and a happy, happy day.
Lucky you. Breakfast at your house can be more fun than ever because even the boxes, the Kellogg's boxes, are more fun. They're all new. All 10 of Kellogg's cereals are in new boxes. On the backs of the packages, you'll find swell games, cutouts, things to send for, and stories. Go down to the grocery store today and look them over. And by the way, there's no need to keep this news about Kellogg's new cereal boxes a secret. One person you want to tell for sure is Mom. Go down to the store with her so you can look over all Kellogg's All-Star Breakfast Show together. And ask her to buy a big box of Kellogg's Rice Krispies while you're there. They're crisp and fresh and delicious.
Say, did you see what I saw? Kellogg's on display in brand new boxes, bright and gay. These famous cereals come your way. Go see this eyeful. The Kellogg's All-Star Breakfast Show
has a cheerful look
and a lift for you.
Start you up with a hoop-de-doo Kellogg's for breakfast and a happy, happy day.
Bill and Jingles are off on one of the most dangerous acts of their careers as lawmen. They're trying to grab up their two prisoners, Ace Clark and his henchman Pete, right from under the guns of the outlaws' friends. Buckshot and Joker are running at full gallop as Bill says...
Dust them off again, Jingles!
They're throwing up some dust, too!
Stay low on the saddle. Here comes the pickup.
That fellow Pete is going to be heavy to yank into the saddle.
Don't miss him. I don't want to have to ride back through all that lead.
Now, Bill, that last one was close.
They're all close enough. I'll get set to grab them.
Here we go.
Got your man, Jingles?
Yeah, how about you, Bill?
I'm all set. Let's go. Hup, Buckshot.
Yeah, Joker!
You haven't got me yet, Hickok.
Lie still across that saddle horn, or I'll crack your head with a barrel of a Colt.
That goes for you, too, ugly face.
I ain't said a word.
Well, don't. Hey, Bill! They ain't shooting anymore.
They're afraid they'll hit Ace and Pete.
You mean we're safe and I can let my nerves uncurl again?
We're safe for a couple of minutes, but our horses are carrying double and they'll be after us before long.
Yeah, how far did you say it was to Laredo?
About 2 miles. Why?
Oh, that's just about the distance of a good long horse ride.
You're right, partner. Maybe Buckshot and Joker can give them a run for the money even with the weight they're carrying. Come on, Buckshot boy.
Move, Joker. First prize is a chance to stay alive. Ha, ha, ha! With their horses, but they might with those bullets.
Ace's friends don't seem to care whether they hit him or not now.
I'm going to have plenty to say to him when I get loose.
You ain't going to get loose for a long time. There's the jail right up ahead of us.
Looks like your friend stopped at the edge of town, Ace.
Yeah, looks like you won the horse race.
He sure did. Whoa, Buckshot.
Whoa, Joker, that's far enough. Well, here's the sheriff coming to meet us, Bill.
Yeah. Slide down off of those horses, you two.
Well, if it ain't Wild Bill and Jingles and it... Well, what's these two varmints you got tied up here?
A couple of swindlers I thought you'd be looking for, Sheriff.
Ace, Clark, and Pete. Bring them on inside.
We didn't have any trouble catching these two, but we sure had a time getting them here to jail.
I noticed some of Ace's friends were right on your heels. I know who they are. We'll round them up later.
Well, lock them up, Sheriff, and I'll swear out a warrant for grand larceny, fraud, resisting arrest, and a couple of other things I'll think of later.
Dad, burn it, Bill. I hope you've got enough evidence to convict this fellow Ace Clark. I've been trying to get it for a long time.
He was shipping silver out of a mine that didn't belong to him. That's pretty good evidence.
Yeah, I hope we convict him, too. I'm happy just to have him in jail. You know, we come darn close to getting killed just bringing him in.
You'd better check this jail over or I'll break out of it.
And if I do, Hickok, I'm coming after you.
I've heard that from other men, Ace. And if you ever do, I'll be ready for you.
Put that big moose Pete in this cell, Jingles.
Sure, Sheriff. Get along, you.
Cut the ropes on his wrist, Jingles. Here, Ace, I'll cut you loose.
Thanks, Bill. My hands are pretty stiff from being tied up so long.
Well, so long, Pete. I'll see you at your trial.
Ah!
Am I loose?
Yep, now get in that cell.
No, I won't.
I'll break you in two.
No, you won't.
I got a gun on you, Ace.
Don't shoot, you'll hit Bill.
Hold your fire, Sheriff. I'll take care of it.
You mean I'll take care of it? Woo-wee. Even when we get him in jail, he still gives us trouble.
He won't give us any more trouble, Jingles. Let's pick him up and lock him in the cell.
You know, there's one thing wrong with being a thief out here in the West. Sooner or later, you're liable to run into Wild Bill Hickok.
And Jingles. It, Bill. This is where Tom Daly lives.
I know, Jingles. Remember, I've been here lots of times.
Oh, that's right. This time we're bringing him pretty good news. You know, I can't wait to see what he says.
You'll find out in a minute. There he is out front. Ooh, but God.
Whoa, Joker, stand, boy. Hi, Tom!
Hi, Jingles. Bill, thought that was you, so I came out to meet you.
Well, we got to your Silver Bell mine and got back again, Tom.
Have any trouble? I mean, with getting my money for the deed? Sure can use that $5,000.
Well, we didn't have any trouble with the deed, but we sure had some trouble with Ace Clark and some of his friends.
He didn't back out of the deal for that worthless old mine, did he, Bill?
He sure did, Tom. Here's your deed to the Silver Bell back again.
But, Bill, I can't use the deed. I need the money.
I thought of that, too. I collected a check for $10,000 for the last shipment of silver out of the mine. There'll be a lot more as soon as we find out just how much of it Ace Clark stole.
You mean that's a good mine?
Yeah, that's just what he means. And you almost gave it away.
But I don't know how to thank you or what to say. He's had me swindled beautifully.
No, don't bother saying anything. Bill was just doing his duty, but, well, next time, pick somebody that ain't so tough to swindle you.
Ace Clark and his friends were a little too tough for Jingles, Tom.
Oh, they weren't either. Didn't I pick up that big fella Pete with one hand while Joker was at a gallop?
You sure did, partner.
Well, I'd like to see you or Pete or Ace or anybody else pick me up with one hand, even if your horse was standing still. No, sirree, it can't be done.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
That's our story for today, folks. Join us again on Monday, will you?
Yes, sir, because you won't want to miss Wild Bill Hickok being best man at a wedding which proves to be a dangerous wedding.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Right, it's the world's only talking cereal.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Kellogg's Rice Krispies are great. So long.
See you Monday.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Ken Christie, Stan Waxman, and Hal Gerard. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Don't forget to listen Monday, same time, same station, when Wild Bill Hickok attends a dangerous wedding. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal. Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal. And Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of OTRWesterns.com. Check out the show notes site, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. We're on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And please rate us on iTunes. Just search OTR Westerns. We have multiple podcasts, so if you subscribe to this specific feed, then please do leave feedback on that one. Rate us high so we can go ahead and get nominated and all that other good stuff. This podcast is copyright 2011 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.